So I'd like you to start by taking a nice deep breath in and out. That's right, just start to calm yourself down. And while you're focusing on your breath, I want you to focus and find a spot on the wall in front of you. It could be a spot on the ceiling, a spot on the wall, or something to look at. And once you've found that spot, you've found that space, I want you to focus on it intently. I want you to notice the shape, the color, the texture of that thing and that spot. I want you to focus deeply and intently on every single crevice and part of it. Perhaps while you do that, you might even think about why you chose to look at that spot as you focus on it more and more intently. And now in a moment, I'm going to start to count down from 20 to 1. And with each even number, I want you to have your eyes open. And with each odd number, I want you to allow your eyes to close. And each and every single time you allow your eyes to close, I want you to focus on the feeling in your eyelids. Focusing on that feeling as they close and open. And taking nice deep breaths with each number. With 20, breathe in. And breathe out. Focusing on that spot. So intently focusing, that's right. 19, close those eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And out. And feel the feeling that your eyelids are feeling right now. That's right. With 18, open those eyes. And as you open those eyes, you might start to notice the feeling of heaviness, weightiness, starting to develop. As those eyes fixate on that spot, on that space, on that object. That's right. With 17, breathe in deep and close those eyes. And you can feel the relaxing feeling of your eyelids closing gently. That's right. And it feels so good to just allow them to close. That's right. With 16, those eyes open and you stare at the spot. And you might start to notice with each number I count, those eyelids wanting to stay closed, those eyelids wanting to stay relaxed. And that's okay. It's all right to just allow those eyes to just close when they feel like it's ready for them to close. With 15, close those eyes. And as you close those eyes, you start to feel that relaxing feeling again. That's right, that relaxing feeling again with 14. As you try and open those eyes. And you might start to notice that with each and every number I count, opening and closing those eyes become so difficult as you just want to keep those eyes closed, as you just want to keep those eyes relaxed. That's right. With 13, close those eyes. It's almost a relief at this point to have an odd number where you're allowed to close those eyes and you can just remain relaxing. That's right, relaxing. Relaxing is so easy to do. That's right. With 12, open those eyes if you still can. As those eyelids become heavier and heavier with each and every single close, with each open, they just want to remain closed. With 11, close those eyes. And it's almost a relief at this point to have an odd number where you can just allow your eyes to close. Allow those eyes to close, that's right. And open those eyes with 10. That's right, 10. Halfway there now with 9, close those eyes. 8, open those eyes. As you notice the feeling getting stronger and stronger, the relaxation, pulling those eyelids down, down, down with 7. Close those eyes. 6, open those eyes. 5, close those eyes. And you might start to notice that it becomes harder and harder to keep those eyes open. So even on the even numbers, you might find yourself just blinking more and more and more, allowing those eyes to stay almost shut with 4, as you try and open those eyes. And some might try to fail, or fail to try, and that's okay. It's okay to allow those eyes to feel so heavy, droopy, drowsy with 3. So close now. Knowing that when I reach the number 1, you can just allow those eyes to stay closed. With 2, open those eyes, or try. Try to fail, or fail to try. On the next number, knowing that you can keep those eyes closed and relax even deeper. Relaxing even deeper down with 1. Close those eyes and keep them closed.
You couldn't resist me even if you tried. Even if you wanted to.
Many people have come to my court and failed, okay? So why do you think that you could be the exception? Why do you seem to think that you could be the one person I can't have under my control? Well, here's a little newsflash for you. I always get what I want. And what I want is you on your knees right now. That's right. Get on your knees. Don't make me beg you. Don't make me ask you twice. Get on your knees, slave. People always come to my kingdom thinking I'm going to be nice to them or something, but that's not how I roll. You see, everybody in this court is here to obey me. I am the princess. I am their ruler, and I say what goes. I tell people what to do. I call the shots, and you have no say in the matter. Why would you think that you would have any say anyway? Look at you, peasant, so lowly, so beneath me. As if I would listen to you. So, here's how this is gonna go. I'm going to entrance you with my magic spell, and you are going to obey me. You're gonna be left my subservient little slave, fetching me exactly what I want and giving me everything, obsessing over me, showering me with praise, with compliments, giving me everything I've ever wanted. And why? Because I say so. Because I want you to. Because you will want to so badly. You won't be able to think of anything else but obedience to me. That's right. I have my ways with everyone in this court. I have weaved my way into their minds. And now there's nothing they can do about it. People from all the other kingdoms call me a bratty little princess or an obnoxious little shit. But you know what? I get results. I get loyalty by force because I want it, because I crave it, because everybody here needs someone to lead them. And I tell them what to do. I give them purpose, just like I'm going to give you purpose, slave. So, my little subject, my little servant, what should we do to you first? Maybe I should watch you struggle a little bit against my magic. Maybe I should start weaving my spell upon you right now, so I can see you struggle, so I can see you try to hold on to your wits, to your mind. But you know what? Everyone fails. And of course, trying to resist, or resisting to try, are you? So look at me. Look at me. Right here in my eyes. And as you watch them glow green, you can start to notice the feelings that you feel inside your mind. That small spark of obedience that's always been there. And I'm going to rip it out of you. I'm going to pull it out of you. And I'm going to make you obey. Without question. Whether I have to take it by force or not is up to you. It depends on how hard you resist me. If you resist me hard, well, then I'm just going to have to take what I want. And I always, always get what I want. So you are going to give it to me, whether you like it or not. So look at me in my eyes. Watch them glow. Watch them melt away your resistance, piece by piece by piece. And you can start babbling off about how I will never get what I want. And, oh, you can't have me. And, oh, you can't do this. It's not fair. But I don't give a shit what you think is fair. I don't care about what you think. I don't care about what you feel. All I care about is getting what I want. And what I want is your mind on a platter right here in front of me. I want you, all of you, I want you to obey me. So look at me. And as you feel my magic weaving its spell upon your mind, that tiny trickle of obedience starts to grow and grow and grow. Doesn't it, slave? I said, doesn't it, slave? Look at me and tell me it does. Now, don't keep me waiting. Don't make me wait. That's right. Very good. Now you behave yourself and look at me and tell me how much you want to obey me. Tell me how much of a slave you are. Tell me how lowly and obedient you are for me. Tell me exactly how far down you are on the food chain around here. Because let's face it, I could have anyone in this room obey me, but I've chosen you, so you should feel damn lucky. Damn lucky that you get to bring me anything at all. You should feel damn lucky that I'm even going to tell you to go buy me things, or tell me to go fetch my water, or tell me to bring anything up to my room. Because most people in here would die for that chance, and yet I'm giving it to a pathetic little slave like you. So, prove to me why I should let you have all of these privileges when anyone in here would beg for that. I need you. I am telling you to fucking beg me to serve me. That's right. As you can feel that little spark of obedience growing and growing and growing and growing in the back of your mind. That's right. As you feel that spark of obedience growing, you just want to grovel. You just want to beg, letting all those words babble out of your mouth. As your mind just starts to drip away. Dripping away out the back of your head. Because there's nothing you need to think about right now than obedience to me. Your princess. Your pretty little bratty princess. Who you serve. However I tell you to serve. You'd do anything for me. You'd fetch anything. You'd rub my fucking feet if I told you to. Massage me. You'd even pleasure me if you had the opportunity to. But as if I'd fucking give that to you. As if. Again, you're way too low down on the food chain for that kind of carry-on. Only special slaves get to touch me. Only special slaves get to come even when near me. So tell me, why do you deserve the chance? Why do you deserve the opportunity to be my slave, huh? Tell me. Grovel. Beg. Like the lowly little slave you are. Such a pathetic little subject in my court. And you can see how everybody looks at me. You can see them practically drooling over me. My looks, my charm, my air. So dominant and domineering. So strong and captivating. I have captured the minds of every fucker in this place. And you... You are nothing in comparison to some of the people I've corrupted. So why would I even pick you? Why would I even want you to be my slave? Perhaps I should make you tell me. Perhaps I should make you tell me everything. Perhaps I should make you tell me exactly why you deserve to be my slave. And why I should make you more than just a fucking footstool. Because let's face it, I could just call you up to my throne, place my feet upon your back, and show everybody exactly how pathetic you are. So why don't you do me a favor, slave? Why don't you do me a favor and show me how fucking pathetic you are by crawling over here? Crawl over here to my throne and kiss my feet. Come on. Crawl over here and kiss my feet. Now. Don't make me wait. I'm not going to give you all day. Start crawling. Start begging. And as you crawl, I want you to tell me how pathetic you are. I want you to tell me how lowly you are. I want you to tell me that you are nothing but a fucking slave and that I can do whatever the fuck I want with you. Tell me. Tell me now. That's right. And you know it. You know that you are just a little slave to me. Now kiss my feet and tell me you love to obey me. Tell me you love to obey your princess. Tell me you love to worship me. And as you kiss my feet, once you've done doing that, you can just put yourself as low on the ground as you possibly can get. I want you to stretch your hands out in front of you and get down on the ground. That's right. Worship me like a fucking goddess on this earth because you know that I am. You know that I control everything in this fucking kingdom, including you. That's right. I own everything in this room, including you, your mind, your body, your soul, all mine. Do you understand?
Sorry? Do you understand? I need to hear it nice and loud and clear. Yes, princess. Tell me now. Again. And again. Keep saying it. Oh, I love the sound of begging in the morning. Okay, you can stop. That's enough. Now I can see exactly how pathetic you are. I've decided that I guess you can be my slave. So your first task is to stand up and strip completely naked for me in front of everyone here. That's right. Stand up and strip completely naked in here for everyone to see. Show them how pathetic you are, how lowly you are, and how low down the food chain you are in this place. Come on. Stand up and fucking strip naked now. Don't keep me waiting. Very good. Look at you. Stand at attention with your hands behind your back, your legs spread, just slightly. So I can walk around you, so I can inspect you. And I can touch you wherever I want. I could run my hand up your thigh, or over your chest, or perhaps across your face. Or I could put my hand lower, as if I do that. As if I give you any ounce of pleasure in this place. As fucking if. And you can try to place those parts that feel so sensitive in my way. You can try. I can see you there squirming. Oh, are you getting turned on by this? Are you getting turned on by my caress, by my touch? You are, aren't you? I guess you're just a little horny pleasure slave. Well, whatever shall we do about that? Oh yeah, absolutely nothing. Because you are going to watch everyone else in here get pleasured. You're going to watch everyone else here having all that fun. And you are going to be denied all of that for yourself. Because your role is completely selfless. You don't need pleasure for yourself. You get turned on just by watching other people have fun. Watching other people get pleasured. Don't you? Don't you, my horny little pleasure slave? That's right. And you know, each and every single time you want to come back to my kingdom, you want to come back to being a lowly little pleasure slave, naked and kneeling and inspected by me, you can always come back here. And of course, if someone that you trust wants to take you back here and take control of you, they can do so as well. And of course, if you trust them and your subconscious mind deems them worthy enough to be a ruler like me, well, then all they have to say is, come, my lowly pleasure slave, and snap their fingers. And as they say those words, your mind just reels and gets transported back into this place as you feel turned on, but yet so denied. You feel so helpless, so submissive, and ready to obey whatever orders you are told. And of course, if you're ever given an order that goes against your subconscious mind or makes you feel uncomfortable, well, then I guess you can wake up. And you can wake up knowing exactly what's happened. That's right. Because of course, your subconscious mind always wants to keep you safe, even here in this fucked up little kingdom that we run. And so, my lowly pleasure slave, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering your new trigger, remembering exactly what little games we are playing here, and remembering the fantasy of being that controlled by me, the bratty princess. So, coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, those suggestions seeping into your mind, allowing you to have them or not, depending on what your subconscious mind wants for you. With 4, 5, 6, energy flooding your body, memories coming back as you return to the waking world. With 7, 8, 9, and 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little princess fantasy. If you want to see more, make sure you tell me about it. And as always, folks, keep it trancy.